I'm Ray Kugel reporting. More U.S. pressure on Russia over Ukraine. President Obama spoke by telephone Tuesday with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, urging the Russian leader to back a peace deal for Ukraine, set for review Wednesday at a foreign nation crisis summit in Belarus. Mr. Obama underscored the rising human toll of the fighting, as well as the importance of Mr. Putin seizing the opportunity to back peace proposals when he meets with the leaders of France, Germany, and Ukraine in Minsk. Ukraine reported Tuesday that rocket strikes in the eastern city of Kramatorsk killed at least 12 people and wounded more than 80 others. The Ukraine Foreign Ministry blamed pro-Russian separatists for the latest violence. U.S. officials confirmed that an American woman held hostage by Islamic State militants in Syria is dead. They made the announcement Tuesday, 4 days after the IS group claimed the 26-year-old aid worker Kayla Muller was killed in an airstrike by Jordanian warplanes serving in a U.S.-led coalition. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says U.S. intelligence analysts have not determined when or how the woman died after being kidnapped in Syria in August of 2013. But he says there is no evidence of the claim by IS that a Jordanian airstrike killed her.
What is not possible to call into question is that ISIL, regardless of her cause of death, is responsible for it. This, after all, is the organization that was holding her against her will. That means they are responsible for her safety and her well-being. And they are, therefore, responsible for her death.
Earlier Tuesday, a U.S. National Security Council spokesperson said Mueller's family received a private message from her captors in recent days with information that corroborated news of the woman's death. This is VOA News. The U.S. Embassy in Yemen is closing due to deteriorating security conditions since the resignation of the country's president. A U.S. official who spoke on the condition of anonymity confirmed Tuesday an earlier statement by Yemeni employees at the embassy in Sana'a. The number of deaths from Ebola is now up to almost 9,200, a sharp increase following weeks in which the outbreak appeared to be weakening. The death toll reported by the World Health Organization represents a jump of almost 150 deaths since the agency's last update 3 days earlier. The highest number of new cases are reported in Liberia, followed by Sierra Leone and Guinea. A new UN report finds Libya facing turmoil, lawlessness, and armed conflict. Lisa Schlein has more on what the UN Human Rights Office is saying.
The report dashes any lingering hope the Arab Spring would result in Libya's becoming a democratic, egalitarian nation. It paints a bleak picture of a society run by several armed factions determined to exert their power not by rule of law, but of the gun. Report authors say Libya is facing the worst political crisis and escalation of violence since the 2011 armed conflict that toppled long-reigning dictator Muammar Gaddafi. The report documents a wide range of gross violations of human rights committed by all armed factions. These include harassment, intimidation, torture, abductions, and summary executions. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Suspected Nigerian-based Boko Haram militants have killed some of the passengers they seized from a bus in Cameroon Monday. A witness tells VOA that the kidnappers killed 7 of the 20 hostages and dumped their bodies on Cameroon's northern boundary with Nigeria. The principal of a government school in the area says the kidnappers freed 3 elderly women and are still holding 10 hostages, including 8 girls. A surprise in India politics. The ruling Bharatiya Janata Party was routed in local elections held in New Delhi by a young party known for its strong anti-corruption plank. It is the first election loss for the BJP since last year's huge victory. Here's Anjana Pasricha.
The scale of the defeat for the Bharatiya Janata Party was far worse than expected, with the Aam Aadmi or Common Man's Party set to control more than 90% of the seats in the 70-member Delhi Assembly. Prime Minister Modi conceded defeat early and promised to support Aam Aadmi Party chief Arvind Kejriwal. The 2-year-old Aam Aadmi Party rode to power on a plank of rooting out corruption, providing cheaper water, electricity, and clean governance. Elections were held in Delhi because polls a year ago produced no clear winner. At that time, the BJP had emerged as the number one party.
I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. VOA 1, the voice of America, VOA 1.
And when everybody talks, their lips are moving. Here's Meghan Trainor on the one.
If your lips are moving, if your lips are moving, if your lips are moving, then you la la la, babe. If your lips are moving, if your lips are moving, if your lips are moving, then you la la la, babe. Boy, look at me in my face. Tell me that you're not just about this space. You really think I could be replaced? Nah, I come from outer space and I'm a classy girl. I'ma hold it up. You full of something, but it ain't love. What we got is straight overdue. Somebody new. You can buy me diamond earrings and na na na.
music right here on VOA 1.
Fifty Shades of Grey Week, and you just heard Ellie Goulding's new hit, Love Me Like You Do. It just opened at number one in the United Kingdom. Not only that, it's the year's fastest-selling single over there. This is Ellie's second British number one hit. Here in the States, it jumped six slots to 14th place on the Hot 100. Stick around for One Direction and Calvin Harris as the hits roll on. We are VOA 1.
Deep in your eyes, I touch on you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you now. like I do. You know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you. Just reminds her of the missing piece of innocence she loved.
Change it.
Ray McDonald with Calvin Harris and Florence Welsh. Florence just posted a new video for her song, How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful. You can see it right now on my Twitter page, Ray on the Hits at twitter.com. Good news for classic rock fans. The Scorpions are not retiring. Their most recent tour was supposed to be their last, but guitarist Matthias Jobs tells Rock Pit that they're having so much fun, they've put off retirement plans. Their new album, Return to Forever, arrives on February 20th, and then they'll hit the road again. Scorpions celebrate their 50th anniversary this year. That's pretty incredible. Stay with me for Taylor Swift and Rihanna on VOA 1.
Music and more. Music and more. Music and more. VOA. One. Yeah.
Suddenly
from 1989. It's your girl Taylor Swift, Blank Space, on the Hits.
Good for a weekend.
So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. We're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, or with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. But I've got a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name.
Dressed like a daydream.
So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, or with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. But I've got a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name.
Boys only want love if it's torture.
Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya.
Please don't stop the music,
That was Rihanna, and with that, I am checking out. Your Lady DJ is next on VOA 1, The Hits. My name's Ray McDonald. So long, be good, stay safe. I'll leave you with One Republic.
Could be eternity or just a week. We know our chemistry is all. want the change. It's perfect now, but will it change? This ain't a yes, this ain't a no. Just do your thing, we'll see how it goes. Oh, don't succeed. Dust yourself off and try it. All away. I might be shy on the first day. What about the next day? I said you don't wanna throw it all away. Might be bugging on the first day. What about the next day? Try again. So the first you don't succeed.